Well, the message today comes from that reading that you heard before, the gospel reading for the day. Let's pray. Gracious God, we pray that you would open our ears and open our hearts so that we receive your word and let it do its good work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, the gospel for today is the first of six parables that are found in Matthew chapter 13. And parables are simple stories about ordinary life, about things like a lost coin, a lost sheep. But they invite you to think and ponder about deeper matters like God, like your relationship with God, like your relationship with other people. In Papua New Guinea, it's quite common for people to speak in parables, or they call them talk bokis. And speaking to somebody in a parable is like a little bit of a compliment, because you recognise that the other person has intelligence. And so you're inviting them to use their intelligence to work out this story, what the meaning of this story, this parable that you're telling them. Now, all the parables in Matthew chapter 13 are parables of the kingdom. And Jesus uses them to teach us about the kingdom of God. Or perhaps we could even say the empire of God. You know, the people of Jesus' time knew all about kingdoms and all about empires. After all, they lived in the Roman Empire. And they knew that empires come about through force. They're extended by armies. They grow through cruelty and conquest. And in this parable, Jesus is saying that God's kingdom is very different from earthly kingdoms. It does not depend on armies or force. It does not expand by conquest. It grows quietly, just like a crop of wheat. Now, you can picture Jesus outside, standing by the lake, the hills of Galilee behind him, with crowds of people gathered around him. And not far away, there's a farmer over there, planting his seed, his crop of wheat, in a field. He does it through broadcasting the seed as he walks along. Now, Jesus uses this familiar scene to say to people, see that farmer over there? God is doing something like that farmer. God is looking for a harvest of faith and love in people's lives. And the way that God's harvest comes about is similar to what is happening over there. First, there is the scattering of the seed. Now, see how that farmer is walking around scattering the seed? Well, that's what I'm doing right now. I am scattering the good news of the arrival of God's kingdom on earth. And I'm sending out my followers to scatter the same message. The good news is like seed. It is filled with God's spirit, filled with God's power, power to create faith and new life and give people hope, joy and love and peace. And so I'm scattering it wherever I go, and especially on those who are struggling, those who are sad, those who've made a mess of things, those who are addicted, those who've lost hope, and those who feel like they are failures. A couple of weeks ago, I received the latest message of the Bible Society magazine, and interestingly it's called The Sower. The Sower. And in The Sower there's a story about a man called Conrad, and Conrad happens to be a prisoner in South Africa. And he writes, "My life used to be a mess. I was in a dark and empty place. But then Conrad started doing this discipleship course, which is run by the Bible Society there. And the good seed did its work in his life, and he came to trust in Jesus as his Saviour. And he says, well, I'm no longer in a dark place. Actually, I am a light to my fellow prisoners. And he says, now I have peace and hope. And he says, I have confidence that God will not leave me or forsake me. The Apostle Paul said that the gospel is the power of God to save, to free people from the grip of evil and give them peace and purpose in life, like Conrad, and hope in death. And that's why God wants it to be scattered all around like good seed. Now, my dad was one of the people, one of the Christians who was keen on scattering the good seed of the gospel. He was one of the Gideons, one of those people who placed the, you know, the Bibles into hotels and motels. But one of the other ways he did it was by listening to the Lutheran Hour on a Sunday morning. He loved listening to Dr. Oswald Hoffman, and he made sure that everybody in the house heard Dr. Hoffman as well, because he turned up the radio so loud that you couldn't fail to hear it, and he turned it loud enough for the neighbours to hear it as well. Now, many of us Lutherans struggle with scattering the good news of the gospel. Some of us find it hard to express the gospel in simple ways, that just words that just simply come from the heart. And that's why I'm really looking forward to the next Alpha course in September. I'm looking forward to improving my gospel scattering, and hope that some of you will join me there at that course. And if not, then you'll join in the prayer for the God to bless this particular course. Back to the parable. Jesus says that the harvest comes about through the scattering of seed on a variety of soils. And he mentions these four kinds of soils. The soil that forms a pathway through the field. It's packed down hard through feet walking over it all the time. There is shallow soil in rocky places. There is soil that has weeds and thorns growing in it, and then there's good soil. Now, these different soils produce different responses to the seed. The seed on the pathway meets solid resistance. It can't go in and do its good work in that kind of soil. And this is the kind of response that Jesus got from the Pharisees. He got a hard-hearted response from them. We don't need your message of grace. We are good, law-abiding people. We're not sinners. We're good enough as we are. Thank you very much. The seed that falls into stony soil initially grows, but the plant does not last. The soil lacks depth, and so the plant withers when the hot sun comes out. And this is the kind of response that Jesus got from many people in the crowds of people who followed him. There's one story where Jesus feeds this large crowd of people, and they're so impressed that they want him to become their king. But their loyalty to him is pretty short-lived. You remember, on Palm Sunday, they welcome Jesus as their king into Jerusalem. And a few days later, the same people are calling out, crucify him, crucify him. Just an emotional response to the gospel doesn't last. The seed that falls among thorns grows, but is it eventually choked? And this is the kind of response that Jesus got from his disciple Judas. Judas spends lots of time with Jesus, hears Jesus' stories and message, but eventually sells Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The values of the world, the desire to be rich, to be successful, to be popular, to be admired, these overwhelm the growing plant and choke the life out of it. Can you see yourself in any of these responses? Sadly, I can see myself in some of them at various times in my life. Sometimes I've been hard-hearted. Sometimes I've been shallow. Sometimes I've been caught up in worldly values. And perhaps you could see those things in yourself as well. And that's why we need to hear Jesus' plea immediately after that. He says, listen if you have ears. He says, listen to the gospel. Don't let it go in one ear and just out the other. Listen and look to the cross. See what Jesus did for you there. There he paid your debt. There he brought God's grace and forgiveness to you. Believe in him, receive his grace, and know in the depth of your heart that you are fully forgiven and truly loved. And now we come to the good soil. The good soil represents, as Vicky said, those who hear the gospel, believe in it, hold firmly onto it, and live according to it. And a good example of somebody who does this is Mary, the mother of Jesus. When the angel Gabriel comes and says, Mary, you're going to be the mother of God's son, she says, well, how can this be? She can't understand it. And yet, she believes the word of God, and she lets God take over the management of her life. I am a servant of the Lord, she says. Let it be to me as you have said. And the Bible also says in several places that Mary remembered the things that Jesus did and said, and she treasured them in her heart. She valued them. She kept them there in her heart. Now, you and I respond to the gospel like Mary. The results that Jesus spoke about, the spectacular results that Jesus spoke about in the parable, can begin to occur in our lives. In this parable, Jesus says that the seed in good ground produces 100 or 60 or 30 times as much as what was sown. One grain produces many grains. That's what you call a bumper crop. Now, the Apostle Paul had a different name for the bumper crop. He called it the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When these fruits are in your life, that's a sign that you're under new management, that the Spirit is guiding and blessing your life. Jesus taught his disciples to pray the prayer we call the Lord's Prayer, and we pray it here every Sunday. And I'm sure many of us pray it at least once a day at home as well. And part of that prayer is, your kingdom come, your kingdom come. Heavenly Father, your kingdom come. The gospel for today tells you how God's kingdom comes. God's kingdom comes about in your life when you hear God's word, when you hold on to it in your heart, and then act upon it. And sometimes it comes about in the lives of others when you scatter gospel seeds into their lives as well. The gospel is a great treasure. It is seed for life in God's kingdom now, and seed for life in God's kingdom forever. Value the gospel. Hold on to the gospel. Treasure the gospel. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the good news of how much you love each one of us. Let each of us receive the good seed of your word in our hearts, so that it bears fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.